So let's go back to the definition, dimensional, to measure. So everything, thing, is measurable. The dimensional plane of the material world is measurable in dimensions. But what do you measure in the fifth dimension? And what added dimensions must you measure it with? How can you be a dimensional person without thinking about it? Do you know the answer? Do you? Why are you here? You're here to become greater than your limitations. And your limitations are ignorance and experience. And of course, giving in to the needs of the body. That if all you are is to fulfill the needs of the body, then that's all you are. And you degenerate and die. But if consciousness and energy, they are the lords that impress the brain to create mind, then what do we have to do to bring this character back on a proper reflective path? Anything that you have in memory that you can bring up and create and focus upon, at least for 1 hour, you will have the ability to manifest because you go analogical with it. You lose time and you lose thinking and you can't remember. When you have a loss of memory with it, then you have manifested it into time. Anything you want, all you have to do is focus upon it. Now, how would you focus upon the fifth dimension? And what would be your image to focus it on? What if I said to you that the greatest way to materialize dimensions were not to think about them, but just be them? And what if being them is an unknown? And you can't say what they would be, because if you do, then you will limit them back to three dimensions, won't you? What if, then, the ultimate paradise lies in a state of nothingness? What if, then, it is true that stilling the mind brings on the analogical mind, that brings on the unity of God, and that the glory of God is manifest in a no-time space? And that acute ability to do it has always come to radical, outrageous, rebellious, simple people. And why that category? Because they've never been civilized. And they have the ability to find nothing exciting.